Hey, I've got some news to share with y'all. God, for the past 2 years, or over 2 years now, it was my 2 year work anniversary last week.
Oh, yes, yeah, we got the email. The email, congratulations.
I hope you've ever go, congrats. I'm like, what for? Just for sticking around. I'm going to say, over the last 2 years, I have called Aubrey home. This is the place where I have lived and loved to live. It's the show that I've worked on. The last couple of weeks working with you, Brenda, has been really fun. But of course, working with Ben for close to 2 years, it was a really great, not just step in my career, but also just part of my life that I have loved every moment of. And people know, obviously, that I'm maybe you might not, that I'm in a long distance relationship. My boyfriend Zane lives down in Melbourne. So yes, it's come with its challenges, but at the same time, there's been a massive reason why I'm here. Because I love living here and I love doing the show and I have absolutely loved every moment of the past 2 years, but I have been given another opportunity with the same company, being given a promotion to be able to do what I'm doing now, a breakfast radio show, but up on the Central Coast, New South Wales, which is a huge step. And most importantly, what I'm most excited about is Zane's going to be moving up with me. And we're actually, after 4.5 years of being apart, actually going to be able to be together.
Oh, wow.
And I'm just I'm like getting emotional talking about that because it's such a bloody long time coming.
So, I've got goosebumps. Yeah. I'm so happy for you. Okay. This is the first time that you've spoken about it.
Yeah.
But in all honesty, I'm going to miss you.
Oh.
Like nothing else. Like, you know,
my glasses are fogging up here.
You know, when you and Benny were here, I played a massive role with you guys.
So I go in for my back operation, which we spoke about last week on the show. I've got scoliosis, so I've got a big operation coming up, and that will be next week. It feels weird saying that.
So
next week I'll be in hospital for a week, and I've got 6 to 8 weeks off after that. After I recover, then I'll be starting back up on the coast. So basically this is my last week here at Star FM in Albury.
Wow.
And as of Friday, then
That's it.
After 2 years of being here, I'm out.
You know, someone said to me last week, with Christy's announcement of her back operation, is that code?
Yeah.
Is that code for Christy's leaving? And I'm like, no.
Just so happened that it's just worked out that way. I didn't grow a curvy spine and book in the surgery years in advance knowing that this would happen. But just timing-wise, it's worked out that way, that after that recovery, I'll be back at a radio station, but it just won't be the one here in Albury. So from the bottom of my heart, thank you to you. Thank you to the team here in Albury. And thank you to everybody who's supported me on this part of my life and my journey. I've loved every moment of it, and I'm so, so appreciative. But also so excited for this next stage, this next step, not only in my career, but also my life and my life with my partner.
With Zane.
Yeah.
You two are going to be living together. Is this the first time you'll be living together?
Yeah, after 6 years.
Watch the fireworks.
Oh, my God. I'll probably be broken up in 2 weeks.